I think we are all set. It's 6 o'clock p.m., so we'll call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, remove caps, and silence cell phones.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest?
Here.
Galt?
Here.
Moore?
Pedapajewski? Here.
Stigers?
Here.
And we have quorum with 5 of our 6 counselors present. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second. I have a motion from Steve and a second from Millie to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. Next, first up is oaths of office. It is my intention to do oaths for Elaine, Fran, and myself in 2 weeks at our next meeting. I will do the oaths for Fran and Elaine and have Kevin do my oath of office. Steve will be in Florida in 2 weeks, so I will do his oath right now. And why don't we stand by the flag? And if you would remove your cap now. And raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name,
Stephen Galt,
do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of Iowa,
and the Constitution of the State of Iowa,
and that I will faithfully and impartially, to the best of my ability, discharge all the duties of city councilor, in the city of Washington, Iowa, as now or hereafter required by law. That'll work. Congratulations, Steve. And welcome to another 4 years. Continuing forward, the consent agenda, we have 14 items for consideration.
Could I please remove number 14 for consideration?
Full 14?
Yes, please.
Okay. Any other items for separate?
Number one, please.
Number one. Okay. Any other items for separate?
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion, and we'll give Danielle the second to approve consent items 2 through 13. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Let's start with number 14.
Okay, so I just wanted to make a comment on Jason's wastewater treatment plant report about the conversation that we've had previously about the wastewater. Or the waste dumping, or extended yard waste hours. Okay.
Yep.
Can we please revisit that? Because it seems like it's not a good return on investment that we've had 18 hours of overtime for 7 cars. So I would like for us to take that back up. I know we intended to pilot it, but it doesn't seem like it's a good utilization of taxpayer dollars.
So, yep, I see that after 6 weeks with extended hours till 7, 2 cars from 4 to 6, 5 from 5 to 6, and 0 from 6 to 7. So there's a little bit at the beginning, but nothing in the last hour.
Right.
I appreciate your comment. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Would you like to make a motion to approve the department reports?
I would make a motion to approve the department reports.
Okay. Motion from Danielle, second from Millie to approve the department reports. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Isla, number one.
There was just an amendment, which I've talked to Sally about, she will make. To the minutes. So I would like to ask that they be approved as amended.
No problem. Corrected. Would you share the correction with us?
In the minutes as they stand, I didn't list who requested the items had split out from the consent agenda, and I will do that in the future.
Okay. That'll work. So I have a motion from Isla to approve as amended. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Danielle, for the second to approve as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll continue forward. Claims. Kelsey.
I have a couple questions ahead of time, so I will go over those quickly. Under development services, the Striker sales training kit, that was actually an AED trainer for the police department that was purchased from the safety line. And I got a little more information from Jim. We we had received a grant to get 10?
Seven.
AEDs, and we didn't have the right trainer for that, so this is that. The Parks Department, for it had listed spray paint at Hy-Vee, and that was actually using mineral oil to clean up spray paint and graffiti. Let's see, South Central Residential Urban Renewal, the claim to State Bank, we pay the Timber Ridge TIF rebate directly to State Bank to help pay on their loan payment. The $1,500 for capital equipment for consulting on air packs. We hired a consultant to help us to apply for the Assistance to Firefighters grant to maximize that. Hopefully getting that. We will submit that on the 17th of December. So we thought this is a previous fire chief. This is a passion of his, so he likes to help. There was a claim for a reimbursement to Rick Wagon Connect for pesticide work, and that is actually he has retired from full-time employment, but he is still here seasonally, so people, you know, pray and work for the parks and
thank you, Kelsey. Any other questions? Are there any other questions from council for Kelsey?
Motion to approve
claims.
Second.
Okay, 1 second. So I have a motion from two spots. We're going to go with the motion from Fran, the second from Danielle. Discussion.
Okay. What is the Todd City Drinking Water under the sewer collection? Is that from service?
No, we buy
parts
from there.
Oh, okay.
Which one are you looking at?
The last one on the sewer collection, someone asked me.
So parts.
Okay,
okay. Thank you, Millie. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Kelsey. Next up, for special presentation, I have an appointment to the Historic Preservation Commission, former counselor and educator Fred Stark, and Fred has joined us. Thank you for coming tonight, Fred. I would ask that you confirm Fred Stark's appointment, mayoral appointment to the Historic Preservation Commission.
Motion to approve the appointment of Fred Stark to the Historic Preservation Commission.
Sure. Thank you, Danielle, for the motion, and I think Steve snuck in with the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Congratulations, Fred, and thank you. And thank you for coming tonight. Our next item is a special event request for the United Presbyterian Church for their Church in the Park for 2022. I believe, hi, Pastor Kay, we can see you. And if you unmute, we should be able to hear you.
Hi, and Jaron, may I make a comment at some point about that?
Feel free to do so now.
Okay, I just wanted to comment that actually the intent is that our church and several others will be involved. It's meant to be sort of a community event, not just for our church, but to foster community among people in Washington. So last year we had, Grace Community Church for several of the, we had four Sundays last year and Grace was with us for three of the four, I think. We worshiped together and led the worship together in partnership. First Baptist and the Lutheran Church were with us one Sunday, all of us together. So it's not just us. But I'm the one spearheading, which is why it says United Presbyterian Church. But the intent is very much that all of the churches in Washington will be invited to participate as much as they wish to.
Thank you, Pastor. I think that's wonderful to point out. Are there any questions on this event request for Church for Everyone in the Park?
Make a motion to pass this Presbyterian Church in the Park, October 2022.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for the motion, and Isla for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much for joining us, Aaron.
Thank you, friends.
whoever comes to the podium to speak next, I've been receiving some online messages that that mic is not on, which is weird because I was getting feedback, I thought, from somewhere, but there's a button at the bottom of it and we'll want to make sure the green light is on. And it's the volume is all the way up on this mic here. It's just ironic. We just had the tech people in here doing a bunch of stuff. I see all my volume levels are different and it's not like, it's just fitting. That's how technology works. We'll work on that. And we'll just work on that. Continuing, we have presentation from the public. Next up is the time. Of course, this might be a challenge. If there is anyone from the public that would like to address council, we might spin around this microphone over here and use that instead of the podium mic. Is there anyone that has signed up to speak tonight?
No. All of those messages.
Perfect. And is there anyone online that would like to address council at this time? If so, please do the hand raise or type into the chat. Seeing none, we will move out of presentation from the public into the remainder of tonight's business. First up is a public hearing on the fiscal year 2022 budget amendment. This is now a public hearing. We set this at a previous meeting if anyone would like to address the budget amendment for fiscal 2022. Seeing none, I would look for a motion from council to close the public hearing. So who would like to make the motion? Millie?
I would make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you. Who would like to second? Steve. We have a motion and a second. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Heather
Majeski? Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And that public hearing is now closed. I appreciate the enthusiasm. Sorry to get snappy. It's been constant for the last few meetings. So next up is that resolution that would approve the budget amendment. Kelsey, I would do the same thing. Let's use one of these other mics to address any questions that council might have. Of course, Kelsey spelled out some of this at our last meeting. Council, are there any questions on this budget amendment for fiscal 22?
I make a motion to pass a fiscal budget amendment number one for the 2022 budget.
Thank you, Steve, for the motion. Fran, for the second. If I haven't missed any discussion, a roll call vote for this resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, Kelsey, for your work on this amendment.
Thank you.
A slightly bit of a more fun business item is next, a resolution of support for the Downtown Housing Grant Program application. This would be for DW. We do have Mr. Drahota and Mr. Waite that have joined us. If council has any questions for this exciting project for housing upstairs, you know, upper story housing downtown. Sarah is also online that's been helpful with this. As you can see in the memo, this is almost a $500,000 project with a grant that $100,000 to $300,000 eligible project grant. Sally, is there anything that you'd like to add to add?
The only thing I'd point out is that we were approached by many developers and it was a great fit, and being a major community does give us a few extra points on the application.
Of course, we have experienced contractors. This is not their first project. DW did the Pennsylvania townhomes, and they are wonderful and occupied. Anything that you guys would like to say or comment?
Nothing in particular. It's an opportunity to the federal government.
Perfect. Thank you. Council, any questions on this resolution that would support this grant application?
I don't have any questions. I just think that it's wonderful that we're taking advantage of mixed use housing and making it available for downtown, because we know that housing has been a challenge in Washington, and I'm just really excited for this opportunity.
Thank you, Danielle. Would you like to make the motion?
I would love to, unless another council member has a question.
Second.
Okay, I would make the motion that we approve the resolution of support of Downtown Housing Grant Program application for 111 North Marion Avenue.
Second.
And I have that motion and then a second from Isla. Also a roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us tonight, and we'll look forward to hearing the results of this grant application. Yeah, perfect. You're welcome to stay for the rest of the fun, but you are also free to go. Yep, thanks, guys. Our next item is a resolution for another, or in support of another grant application. This would be for the Economic Development Authority application for Wellness Park Lighting. Also leveraging dollars, the grant is for, or the project is a $605,000 project with a 20% match required. So we're applying for just under a $500,000 grant. This was brought to us by the Y, and we had initial meetings and multiple letters of support because it's kind of a regional focus. And I would turn it over to Sally to add any other comment and then turn it over to council for any questions.
So the grant is aimed at increasing regional outdoor recreation. It's also with this, it would benefit soccer program, baseball, softball, any sand volleyball leagues that we would have. With the lighting that we've already been planning on, just if we were to receive it, it would
sooner. Thank you, Sally. Council questions or comments?
This seems like a great opportunity to get some help with something we're planning already. So thank you to all who are part of it.
Well, I think, yeah, and I think just to say, like, the work that has gone, you know, to allow us to be able to pivot and take advantage of these opportunities, I think needs to also be applauded. Mm-hmm. So I would make a motion to approve the resolution of support of Economic Development Authority grant application for the Wellness Park Lighting.
I have a motion from Danielle and the second from Millie. Is there any other discussion? All those in favor, or actually, is this a resolution? Yes. Sally, please go ahead and call the roll for that resolution.
Dunquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore? Pettit-Majewski?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
And we'll look forward to receiving the results of that grant. Our next item for consideration is a resolution that would set the dates of consultation and a public hearing on proposed amendment number 2 to the urban renewal plan in the city of Washington. We have Kelsey to answer any questions, but as you can see from the very detailed information in our packet, and council will remember, we've done this a number of times in order to use TIF on projects, and it requires detailed work from Kelsey and the attorneys to, you know, draw up exactly what this is, but it's for two projects, the phase 2 of NLW and the MSJ subdivision, I believe is the other.
It also adds the Prairie Ridge subdivision on South 15th.
Perfect, thank you. Thank you, Kelsey. Is there anything that I'm missing that you'd like to point out?
We are currently, the city attorney is working with on a development agreement for MSJ that is included in this plan, but if we don't, if for some reason that wouldn't happen, that's still okay. We can still go along with this plan because something may work later in the future. It's just adding it. We don't have to do anything. Yeah, it's just setting the hearing, and I don't know if this whole long letter was in there, but yes. Consultation date. So on the 14th at 10 a.m., I will be in here waiting for people to come and ask questions, mainly the school district and the Board of Supervisors. But I also will go to them and say, here's our plan, and then ask them for the extension from 10 years to 15 years for the TIF payback. So
then 14th for the consultation for any questions, and then we're setting the public hearing for the
4th.
For the 4th. Okay. Yep. Council, any questions on this piece of business? This is whereas a counselor, I gave the benefit of the doubt that all of the plat, I mean, it's very,
not it's my like expertise. Greek.
Is it recommended from our attorney and staff that we pass this?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's where we have people do what they're supposed to do.
No, we trust you because it doesn't make
sense. I would make the motion that we set the base for the consultation and a public hearing on this proposed amendment.
Thank, that's perfect. That worked wonderful. Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Steve for the second. for this resolution. A roll call vote as well. Sally, please call the roll.
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
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 And we'll look forward to that item of business in the future. Our next item, a little more simple, is the agreement that we have with Impressions Custom Computers. With everything going up, it's wonderful that they have stayed with their same pricing of $2,000 a year and $80 an hour. As Sally mentioned in their memo, they've done a great job and are great to work with. Would recommend approving this agreement with Impressions Custom Computers. Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Millie for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll continue to do our work with Impressions Custom Computers. Our next item is consideration of a site plan revision for Hospice of Washington County. You can see from the memo from Jeff, this is basically just changing the driveway to have two entrances as their project continues. I don't see Jeff online, but I imagine staff could answer any questions if council has them.
The site plan for reservation revision for Hospice of Washington, Iowa.
I have a motion from Steve.
Second.
And the second from Fran. This has gone through PNZ before coming to you tonight, and it's basically the same except for adding another entrance to the parking lot.
I guess I'm just not good at reading these. I think it's a good idea, but I cannot see it in there.
Do you, are you satisfied? Okay. This is a simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. And I think it will be nice. I pulled in there a couple times and it sounds like an improvement. Our next item for consideration are tree bids, with a recommendation to approve a bid for River Tree Service of $7,100. We have staff that could answer questions. For council's information, I did have some questions. I thought the bids were a little bit higher than I'd seen before, and I wondered a little bit more about that, why we had only received two, although yeah. Weather. I did receive some pictures. I think Sally might have printed them, but basically these are larger trees. They're in the park. They're adjacent equipment and pavilions, and they are more technical to remove. And my questions were satisfied by the slightly higher expense with the slightly higher technical work required to do the removal, and that $7,100 is much less expensive than having a tree come down not on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
And hitting something.
Yes. Exactly.
I would make the motion that we approve the $7,100 for removal of these trees.
To River Tree Service. Yep.
River Tree Service.
Okay. Thank you, Millie. And who has my second?
Second.
And a second from Fran. There's no other discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We'll look forward to that work. Something a little different than normal. Our next item of business, it is a pleasure to introduce, would be the consideration of a resolution confirming the appointment of Deanna McCusker as city administrator and approving that employment agreement. We have Deanna here with us and her husband. And remind me, sir, of your name?
Yeah.
Ken. We have Deanna and Ken with us tonight. Thank you for making the drive. And it's exciting to have this item of business on our agenda. Would you like to make any comment?
I'm just excited to be here and start this new chapter.
Wonderful. Council.
We're excited to have you.
What are we doing?
It's a simple motion to, or I mean, it's a resolution that will require a roll call vote.
Motion.
I think I would like to make it.
Yes, I would proudly make the motion to confirm the appointment of Deanna McCusker as city administrator and approving the employment agreement.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion. Thank you, Millie, for the second. Everyone's fighting over this one too, because we're very, very pleased to have you. A roll call vote as well. Sally, please call the roll for this item of business.
Very pleased, yes.
Yes, very much.
Tigers?
Yes.
Absolutely yes.
Yes.
And with unanimous approval, we'll look forward to having a Deanna start on January 17th. And let's give a round of applause for this. And with that, you know, I like to run an efficient meeting, so we're just going to continue right on forward. Our next item is a resolution that would adopt plan spec and estimate of cost for the East Adams project. This public hearing would be set for January 4th. You can see with the information that letters will go out to the affected property owners, and council will know that this has been on our plan for a while. Thought maybe it would happen this fall, but it'll be, I mean, this part will happen now. The rest will happen next year. Council, any questions on this resolution that would set the public hearing?
I would make the motion to accept this resolution for the public hearing.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Millie, for the motion, and Steve for the second. Any other discussion? A roll call vote again. Sally, please call that roll.
Senator Majewski?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Dunquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
And we'll have that on the agenda for the first meeting in January. Our next item is the second reading and then possible third. So we would do, if council sees fit, we would do the second reading, roll call vote. We would suspend the rules, roll call vote, and we would do the third reading, roll call vote. We have Darren Brown with us if there was any additional questions. Darren, sorry that we didn't communicate fast enough at our last meeting.
All right, we got it done.
Thank you for being here tonight. There's also a signed agreement, so we know the exact purpose of this rezoning and what's going to be happening on 5th. Council, any questions or motions for that second reading?
I'll make a motion for the second reading.
Second.
Motion from Steve, second from Danielle. Did I miss any discussion? Sally, please call the roll on the second reading.
Stigers?
Yes.
Dunquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Majewski?
Yes.
And that second reading is passed. And since we've listed it correctly in the agenda, would anyone like to make a motion to suspend the rules?
So moved.
Thank you, Danielle, for your motion.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for the second to suspend the rules. Sally, would you please call that roll?
Dunquist, yes. Ernest,
yes.
Galt,
yes.
Majewski,
yes.
Stigers, yes.
With the rules suspended, council can now pass the third and final reading of this rezoning.
Make a motion. Pass this third and final reading of this
order. I have the motion from Steve, and I have the second from Fran. Would you please call the roll for the third and final reading, Sally?
Ernest,
yes.
Galt,
yes.
Majewski,
yes.
Stigers,
yes.
Dunquist, yes.
Perfect. Thank you. And best wishes for the new retail space that you'll have.
Get your doors open. People are waiting on you.
Hi, waiting on the electrician now.
All right. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
There. That concludes the regular business of tonight's meeting. We do have some workshop items with a possible action on those items. The first of which is the precincting ordinance. And Sally has done work on that. As we've kind of mentioned before, the state auditor, the software that we've used for this was paid for by the state and apparently very easy to work with. And with the adjustments, Sally, would you just describe the proposal that you're recommending for council? And then we'll see what questions they have.
Ultimately, what you want to do is completely up to you, but the way that the wards currently sit meets the criteria that is set by the Secretary of State's office. With the exception of one block, which is the block where Wiley is near Walmart and Pizza Ranch, which has no residences. But it does have to be contiguous to the ward and it currently is. Or you could look at the second option that I worked on that more evenly splits the population. So whichever direction council would like to go, and we can edit these as well.
So no, regardless, there are no major adjustments because our wards and how they work and it's the goal to make adjustments, which this recommendation does by including Wiley Boulevard. The other kind of gets the population close. But as you can see, there's not major population discrepancies. The current breakdowns, as you can see, 1791, 1760, 1884, and 1917. So even between Ward 1 and Ward 4, the greatest discrepancy is 126.
Is it confusing to people?
Oh, yeah.
They also have our regular trash and recycling routes follow our current route.
So it could be considered responsible and for the ease of the citizens to go with that first recommendation, which follows our guidelines and also leaves those wards and trash boundaries and schedule the same without any need for adjustment.
Yeah, that makes sense to leave it as is. I think people have a hard enough time trying to remember like what district they're in for city council, for board of supervisors, for school board, all of it.
I mean, I did. I showed up at the courthouse to vote and told
everyone
to go there.
So did I at 7 a.m.
And then people give me a hard time because they're like, you'd know. I'm like, well, I knew.
I texted Dan Whitmer. I'm like, I'm freezing my butt off.
I still successfully voted, but yes, anything we can do to reduce confusion.
Yes.
If council sees fit, this is an action, potential action item. You would set the public hearing. So if the public feels differently and they would like to come share those thoughts, the process is to set the public hearing for reprecincting for our next meeting, December 21st.
I would make a, can we make a motion in workshop?
It is a, it's an action item.
Okay, yep. So then I would make a motion that we add this, we have a public hearing on December 21st at our next meeting.
Thank you, Danielle, for the motion. Millie for the second. If I haven't missed discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll have that public hearing on the 21st. If anyone would like to comment or give give input, they'd be welcome to do so then.
The one last thing I would say on that item is that we have a set timeline that we have to follow, 60 days since the governor signed it into law. So we will have to press some of the hearings for the ordinance change.
60 days from when the state approved their state and legislative.
So we're on that schedule currently, yes. And we're fine to do so. Okay.
What's that deadline?
We need to
January 5th.
First January. So next meeting we'll have multiple.
Okay, I understand. Perfect. And we'll just list it that way on the agenda so there's full transparency for that schedule.
Okay.
Our next item is discussion and possible action of a law enforcement technology upgrade. There's detailed information in the packet from Chief Lester. Chief is also on the Zoom. Thank you, Fred. Bye-bye. And I will turn the floor over to him. I'm sorry, I can do that. You should be good to share now. I've clicked all panelists for you.
Thank you.
Loud enough. My slides. You have the memo that's in the packet. I also sent you a short email yesterday, along with copies of these slides. You know, our body cameras are probably one of the most essential pieces of equipment we have, and we ran into some issues with our current body cameras where we've had to replace, and we hadn't planned on. And as I mentioned in the memo, you know, the cost has almost doubled. We went from about $300 to $549, and we found some quality issues with that upgrade with that company. And I spent the last 3 or 4 months, I know I've talked with some of you on different ideas that we were looking at, and we were clear up to close to $70,000 at one point. We're down to 20 with this ask, and I'll just kind of go through here on what we have going on. Our current body cameras, we're working with two different models from the same vendor, with the exception, I forgot myself, I didn't add myself. I bought this $120 one from Amazon when we had things break down. I needed to give mine to one of the patrol officers who needed more. So basically, we have two different models from the same vendor. Recent equipment failures, they discontinued the model that we had, so we had no choice to upgrade to that one at that point to get those, so we had cameras on the street. So we got two of those new ones deployed. We ended up with one spare because we had to send in an old model under warranty. They couldn't repair it, so they sent us a new upgraded version of that. Our current body cameras require a manual download, meaning the officer has to take the camera off their shirt, off their vest, plug it into the computer, transfer those files over to our server. They don't sync with the car video. So when they are in the squad car using an in-car video, they are then having to grab the microphone for that in-car video system. I need a place to put that, and I'll be honest, sometimes that doesn't happen. They don't grab that extra mic. The two don't work together. You have an issue there. We may have video from the car, but you don't have audio on the car video. So they don't work together on that. The in-car video systems, we have two different models from two different vendors currently. They don't sync with the body-worn cameras. And again, they require a manual download. We're opening those up, bringing the memory card inside, plug it into a card reader, dump it into our server in a folder labeled whatever patrol unit that card came from, and down to the digital evidence management. As I'm explaining, they're downloading to that server. The files are transferred by date and time. That's the only thing that identifies what that file is. If we need to look up a video, we need to know what date and an approximate time that happened to go find that. County Attorney's Office needs copies for a case that's going to trial, or a defense attorney wants it. We're burning DVDs, taking those over to the County Attorney's Office. Sometimes we get, you get called 2 days before they want it, a day before they want it, things like that. We're trying to find those. Again, burn those, take those over. We have no audit trail as far as who copied that video, who looked at it, who may have edited it. There's no audit trail with the current system that we're using. No redaction capability. All the nationwide scrutiny with law enforcement encounters and things like that, they're wanting transparency. If we needed to redact some video so that we could, cover the face of innocent bystanders or minors in those videos and share it, we'd have to outsource that at who knows what the cost would be with our current system. Our proposed upgrade, each officer would have a camera, same type, maybe one spare, less expensive for the purchase of the camera itself. It would sync with the new in-car video systems, as well as sync with the sheriff's office system, which was a reason I really looked at this one. Sheriff Snyder wanted us to try to share this same system, and our videos will be together when the guys are working a case, the deputies come to assist us, or we go to assist them. The videos will pair up, and they'll be available to the officers involved in that case. They automatic download the cars. The body camera will be put in a docking station inside the car. And when the car pulls up within the vicinity of the police department, it'll automatically upload to the platform for that management system. The in-car video right now, I'm proposing to buy one to outfit the K-9 vehicle. That's the unit actually just came yesterday. That's our newest one. So we held off on getting that. We could figure out the best system, the best way to go with that. And then we would add the other in-car systems as we replace vehicles, add that into our vehicle replacement schedule. We normally put that into there anyway. So the cost of that in-car, the new in-car camera, and the first year of the cloud storage would be built in that vehicle replacement as we work through the vehicle replacement schedule that we already have in place. As I said, the files download automatically. They're categorized. The officers have the ability within the body camera, within the in-car system, to categorize the video based on the call, whether it's a domestic, an assault, an OWI arrest, whatever the category is, they have the ability to do that. Part of that cloud, there's an audit trail of who viewed it. Did they download the computer when they viewed it? We can send the link to defense attorneys. The county attorney's office has access to the system. They can grab it, pull it themselves. We're not burning DVDs, taking DVDs over to them back and forth. We could eventually actually pull our reports, put them into this system, and the county attorney could access everything in one place. And we wouldn't have to transfer any paper or any hard copy of a DVD to the county attorney's office. It would all be in one place. And there's also the redaction capability with this system and the auto deletion based on a retention policy. Currently, our policy calls for 180 days that they save. Some say longer than that, but we can build that in and it'll automatically take care of that. Automatically get rid of the old ones, things like that, rather than having things pile up on our server and having to go back and figure out, okay, this case over, things like that will be built in based on the type of case that it is. This is a video, there's no sound here. This is a video of our current updated version. The officer is walking down the sidewalk. You can see off to the far left of the screen, there's a car parked behind another car. He's obviously seen more than what you're seeing here. Or you have his flashlight out to be approaching that. But that's the quality of video that we have currently with the updated version. And here's the same updated version. He's coming outside. You can see more of the street lights, which compares to a video I'm going to show you here in a minute. You can tell the quality of seeing what's happening there at night is not there with even this supposed updated version of our current system. Just an example of the new style that we'd be getting from the sheriff's office. This deputy is carrying a flashlight, but if you watch off to the sides where the light's not showing, you can still see the eye. You can still see things along the wall, things like that, when that light's not there. So there's a lot better. The next video here is actually better than that, where he's outside and you can see quite the difference outside without a flashlight. See the gas pumps, the street lights, the cameras are grabbing more, more view of what the deputy in this case is actually seeing than what our system is right now. So the cost, that's always the big question. Total package, one in-car system with a 5-year warranty, 13 body worn cameras. They have a 1-year warranty and the different mounting equipment, whether it's for the MOLLE vest or the magnetic mount or a clip for the uniform, a multi-bay docking station that will be in the office. The body cams could go in, set in that, charge, and automatically upload to the cloud for the cars that don't have the in-car systems yet. Quick release charging cables, so you're not breaking cables that are plugged in. It's a magnetic mount that goes on the bottom as they're driving around, it charges it up. They get out, forget to unhook it, it just disconnects and comes off. Bluetooth trigger box, I thought was important. It would be installed in every patrol car. And the moment they activate their emergency lights, the body cam would activate. So you won't have that worry of, oh, I forgot to turn my camera on when I got out. I was in a hurry to get out of the car. I didn't get the camera turned on. As soon as they activate their emergency lights, that camera's coming on. And they need to, they'll have to manually shut off. But that's important there. The first year software storage and the evidence management system is included in this price. A big chunk of this is the one-time deployment fee, the setup and configuration and the training. That's $4,100. That's the biggest chunk of this. And when I talked to him, I said, what if I just need one right now to get on this system? $4,100. So I need one in-car and a couple body cameras to make this work, to be on the same system with the sheriff's office, share the video. Your deployment fee is going to be the same. You've got to set up the database with all your types of calls and things like that. It's all the same. So $20,344.50. Future, the ongoing cost, I know is, that's a big thing, but in perspective, not having the ability to be able to locate a particular video or even have that video available could be more costly in the long run for us. So having this there within our system, the ability to share that, I think it's a pretty good deal at this price compared to where we were at and what we're looking at some other system.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you for your work in getting the $70,000 down to $20,000 and demonstrating, you know, the need. I ask that Chief present to council and make the case for why this is important or necessary. I feel personally, where I'm at, I feel good about the sticker price. I don't love the ongoing storage price of $6,000 a year in perpetuity. That is, you know, it makes the budget more every year. But more so now than ever, it's necessary to have effective body cam footage for any police department. And council tonight can decide to approve this action, delay and seek more information, or decline. Those are kind of the three things that are in front of you. And at this time, I mean, I would turn it over to council questions. The funding would be one piece that Kelsey had discussed, because I believe this is, as we've expected, the ARPA pool is where that would come from. And then the other would come out of the regular budget, but I might be incorrect. Kelsey, what's the update on finance?
So ARPA funds would be the easiest and lowest hanging fruit. Another option would be we will be going out for a bond issue here in the near future, and we're already budgeting, or part of that bond issue is going to be for police and fire equipment, so we could add that cost onto that. The problem with that is that you're paying that $20,000 over a much longer period, of course,
with interest, and it's not efficient spending of $20,000. Yeah.
Another option I think that would be a good consideration would be our local option sales tax fund. That 75% of that is for public safety. Currently, we have it set up so that after we meet the $300,000 that goes to police and the $150,000, I believe, that goes to fire, everything is going to repay this building. And then once this building is paid off, that would be an option. I'm not quite sure where we're going to come out of by the end of the year with those local option sales tax funds, because we did the addition of Madison Park on this project. But it is a possibility that we would still, even if we did allocate the money to that this year, we could just finish paying off this building next year too. So there are options there.
If council approves tonight, are you looking for direction on which fund to use for the expenditure?
Yes, those are
okay. I don't see the bond issuance as the wisest choice, personally. I think the other two options you laid out would be wiser. Council, questions on either the expenditure or the product? Steve?
Chief, you said that the camera automatically kicks on when their lights are activated. Is there any way that anybody can make it so that when they open the door to get out of the car, that it would kick on? Because I know that sometimes, like, if they go on a domestic call or something, there's no lights. They just show up.
Right. There may be no lights as they're pulling up to the scene, but most of the time getting there, their lights have already been activated.
Okay.
I suppose it's a possibility to add a trigger device to that. I'm not sure with this company. I've seen other companies that have trigger devices if you draw your taser, trigger devices if you draw your handgun, trigger devices if you fall on the ground. So, you know, and with each one of those comes an extra cost. A lot of the guys, the practice is when they get a call like a domestic where they know they're going to need that, it gets activated while they're in route. So having those lights going would automatically make that happen.
Okay. Overall, I mean, I think you definitely need this. I mean, especially with where we're at in the world today, we need to be able to prove what happened. Otherwise, we could be in a world of hurt.
And just the fact that you have to go in and download to a DVD. My gosh, I didn't know anybody used those things. That just seems like...
We're keeping on business.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a wise choice. I am pleased that you got the price down a bunch. But what about you have only one unit for a car? What about the other car cameras? How does that work with
the other ones? Will have to continue to bring the memory card in and download. The rest of our patrol vehicles, I don't have the replacement schedule in front of me. I believe in the next 2 years, not three, we'll have all of the current patrol vehicles scheduled to, you know, replace those videos as we, those systems as we go.
So you'll stagger the rest of those upgrades.
The rest of them, or if you want their, you know, about $2,600 a piece, if you wanted to add 12 or 15,000 of that, we could be.
Can,
it's an option.
I do have a question, Chief. Can you do me a favor? Can you share your screen again, and can you bring up that that slide where you had all of that, like the cost and everything listed?
Oh, sure.
If you would, please, because you make a valid point. And I just want to have something. I have several questions, but I do want to have that for reference if we can. That one, yes. Can you make that bigger for me, sir? Thank you. No, you're fine. Okay, so I have a couple of questions. You know, you kind of made a comment. I think you were being facetious about adding all of the other car cameras, but I think it's something that we need to be thinking about.
The other cars do have cameras.
No, but updating them, right? Updating them, because I think that if we are going to use ARPA funding, then I think that we should take advantage of that. Although I'm not, like, this wouldn't be my first choice for ARPA funding. I think I've been pretty clear, but I do think that, you know, as government, our technology does not allow us to be super efficient. And I do think that this is, like, there's a lot of waste, I think, in the process that you described in your existing camera units. And so if we are going to use one-time money to do an overhaul, then I think we need to be cognizant of what this is going to look like. However, I do have questions because you have 13 body-worn cameras with a one-year warranty. So my question would be, like, what would this look like for year-to-year budgeting for replacement? I mean, they have one-year warranty where they'll fix them if something happens, but do we know what the average life of these cameras are?
I know the sheriff's office has had this system for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in talking to Chief Deputy Ellingson, I believe they've replaced one, and that is because it got dropped. And the cost to replace, I believe a single camera was $316.
Okay.
Compared to to extend the warranty, they quoted that initially, and it was $130, $140 a year to extend that. And that's half the price of the body camera.
Per camera?
Yeah, not wise use. It's kind of like your phone insurance.
I don't need that. We don't need that.
Right.
The in-car system, the warranty on that was, grab my wrong stack of paper that you grabbed. Apologize for that. I believe $400 or $500. But
okay,
when you're talking for a $2,600 piece of equipment with a DVR, that would be wise to have that.
Because I just think if we're going to have two processes, then we kind of, you know, if we've got one car that has this process and then the other car is having different processes, we kind of lose a lot of the efficiency. So, I mean, my thought would be I would kind of, again, I'm sure you probably can't believe it's me saying this, but I think that if we're looking at, you know, how are we going to use one-time money effectively, then I think that we need to be thinking about what would it cost to do it all so that we have all of the efficiencies in place and we have one process. But then I also think that we need to consider, as you said, Mayor, about the long-term cost, and that's just the cost of doing business, truthfully, of storing this data in the cloud. Anytime you have, you know, your data and somebody else is managing it, you pay for that privilege. But I do think it would be good for us to think about what that long-term cost and budgeting would look like, and also, you know, a plan for staggered replacement of these cameras as their lifespan goes through. I'm not opposed to this idea. I think I would like some more information about how we can ensure this is a...
I would agree, because whether we have council consensus on the expenditure and then the guidance on how to pay for it, I think, Kelsey, for instance, if we do, I think we need a little bit more information on the local option sales tax dollars and what would be going towards this building or what would be left over and what the interest accumulation would be for that, or, you know, just a little more guidance on whether we should do the local option sales tax or ARPA. I also have to point out that I find myself conflicted as kind of the devil's advocate between this being, in theory, we hire officers that are of high integrity that we trust, and this whole expense is frustrating because it's necessary. Well, that's just comes down to philosophy and an opinion. Mm-hmm. And I think it's unfortunate that we have to spend so much money in this avenue when those dollars could go to a lot of different things, but that's not the state of affairs we're in. But I can't help, I have to bring that up as a devil's advocate. I don't like it.
No,
it seems like a lot of money for scenarios that are, you know, if this were to happen, then it's necessary. But it's
like insurance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole thing is it's a devil's advocate, but
I know that wasn't the most articulate thing I've ever said, but I think you see what I'm driving at.
But the whole thing is, one time without it, and somebody decided they wanted to, you know, there's no
he said, she said.
Yeah. We're in a world of hurt, you know.
It has, I can tell you our current system having the cameras on, we've had a few instances where they've been very beneficial to, you know,
what happened?
Any allegations or things like that. So they're very helpful.
This is true. Fran or anyone on my left, did you guys have comments or questions?
Two things. What turns the cameras off if they automatically are turned on? How do they get turned off? They turn on manual. Okay. And with technology upgraded weekly, practically. I think we need now everything, but I think too that we might want to build into replacing those cars and see what the technology is in 2 years when you're getting a new car. We may, you know, we may need to switch out, and that's terrible quality stuff. I mean, it's awful. But plan ahead.
There's a GTAC. I think I mentioned in my memo our in-car computers that we got fall of 2019. We started that 3-year lease on those. They're GTAC, and we just started our last year on that. We had one issue with that. It was a fan in the computer. Called them, they sent us a box, we sent out, we got it back right away. So the GTAC quality has been very, very good for us. Sheriff's office, one instance with the body cameras been replaced and taken care of quickly. So I'm confident it's a good product.
Does council need more information to make it sounds like there's support for the purchase, but maybe not guidance yet on the best practice for how to fund it.
I want more information.
Anyone else in the same boat?
Yeah, and I'd like the information as to how much, if we had enough money that we could, like Daniel said,
do all of the cars.
Do it all at one time, be done with it.
Completely.
Well, that's not necessarily what I expected, but that's why.
I know, it's not what I expected either.
May I ask one?
Yeah, please, Chief.
Our new K-9 unit is here without a car system. Are you good with me telling the vendor, I know I'm going to need one when you get this order?
Because what's the turnaround time?
About 6 weeks.
Is that less than $5,000 expenditure? With administrator expending. I don't think you need, we don't need an action item or a vote on that. I see consensus that that would be fine. And you have.
But I do have to warn you that won't work.
If we don't spend the 40 some, yeah. Because you have to spend like that 41 some $100 for the training, but and deployment, that one time cost, regardless of how many.
We'll get that ordered and not worry about the $4,100 if he knows we're rethinking adding four additional.
So that could be a motion to approve that expense and direct staff to provide more information on funding options. Is that what you'd like to see?
So moved.
Second.
So I have a motion from Steve, and I'm going to give the second to Danielle.
That's fine.
If you're going with what I stated, it's to approve that expense and direct staff for putting together more information on how to proposal on how to do the expenditure. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Yeah, go ahead.
What are we? That, we're voting on the
going ahead with the camera.
The car.
Yep.
And the 13 or just one system for the car?
Just one system for the car, but okay. Chief needed guidance because that dollar amount involves doing at least more work. So council, I mean, be a consensus. I'm hearing that you're going to do something, maybe not everything, but probably what's proposed, but how to direct staff to pay for it is what needs more information. Is that correct, Danielle?
Mm-hmm. Please, yes.
That's the more information is desired on how to
totally
do,
agree.
How to.
You mentioned your K9 unit. It does have no cameras in their vehicle?
The brand new one.
Has a body camera.
He just has the body camera, but not one in his vehicle.
No.
It just came yesterday.
Just arrived yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we were doing this. I didn't want to spend the money to have it in, have an old model put in and.
So that's when you're going to put the one in the week's list.
Yes.
Does that satisfy?
So I got more clarification. I'm okay.
I have that motion and a second. I'll just ask for that vote again. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll look forward to more information.
Right. Yeah.
I know that makes you excited, Kelsey.
Well, just reminded me the cost for that one single camera was already built into the replacement and upfitting of the vehicle. So that's. That's there, but it wasn't part of this
plan. Okay.
So actually, you guys would need to take $3,000 off of that $20,000 because we did have $3,000 built into the vehicle replacement schedule for the outfit. I forgot about that.
Oh. Well.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Okay.
Saving us money.
Yeah, like I said, I would have.
You just look tickled and expressed.
No, I don't know. Council votes. That concludes our workshop items. I think I'm missing the second page of my agenda.
That's good.
That's our last item of regular business. We do have department reports and then our once around. Chief, is there anything that you have for us besides your presentation?
As I mentioned, the new K9 units in service, there's a few items that they were waiting on, but they were able to get it here, so it's operational. The heat sensor, you won't have to worry about that this winter. Things like that, circuit board had to be replaced, and they're working on that. We've had several weeks of issues with our Durango patrol units, the two that we got in 2019. We finally have both of those back in service, so we have a full fleet. We were running two patrol cars for about 3 weeks, 24/7. So we got those back. We had some in-service training on Monday night on juveniles. County Attorney's Office provided that for us, which was very helpful. And our car burglaries that we've been reporting on, got an officer spot two juveniles in the act the other day, trying to get into a car early in the morning. Mm-hmm. So not real early, you would think, about 8 a.m., 8:30 a.m., and we were able to apprehend them, and one of those juveniles was sent to detention, the other one with his parents, but we believe we got that situation figured out. We haven't had any since Friday.
Right, thank you, Chief. Kevin, do you have anything for us?
Just working on some nuisance issues that have been brought up before, so hopefully we're making progress.
Thank you, Kevin. Kelsey, Sally, do you have anything for us?
Kelsey has good news.
I received a letter letter in the mail on Friday that I am now a certified municipal finance officer.
Yay! Congratulations.
Deep into the budget world.
So. Good luck.
Well, good stuff. So, thank you, Kelsey. Congratulations. So, we'll do our once arounds. I'll start with just some information. And maybe you were going to share this, but the mayor of Charles City will be here tomorrow with a group to tour the auditorium. I was invited to kind of attend the beginning of that tour and am looking forward to it. A pile of things as well on my plate this week. Ella Griffith applications have been received, and that funding will be, we'll work on that tomorrow in the afternoon. My Iowa Arts Council obligations are on Friday, and that includes the Celebrate Iowa Gala in Des Moines on Friday evening, which is kind of the big blowout event that showcases our state at the Scottish Rite in downtown Des Moines. And finally, my leisure and family hunting time was very successful with my mom's side, my uncle and another uncle and cousins. We spent some time wandering through the woods doing deer hunting for shotgun season. So that was a good time too on a personal note. With that, I think we'll move to the outside and or from the inside out. Isla, do you have anything for us?
No, the housing units are coming up down on NLW subdivision. They're working on the, I believe, the duplex on the corner, which is kind of dangerous because they've got a great big pile of dirt there. And then they had several pickups parked along there. So it's, if you go down there, it's a little dicey getting around the corner. Just pay a lot of attention to what's happening.
Hey, Grandma Rosemary lives on 12.
Did she? Okay. She knows them. Yeah. Yes. So hopefully they seem to be moving along pretty fast with stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Good eye.
And I think I speak for Third Ward. We're excited about the Adams Street project moving along. That would be great for everybody. So
I am too. Wonderful.
Otherwise, things are good.
Perfect. Millie, did you have anything for us?
And I've been watching South 12th and go out that way a lot. And there's two.
Yeah.
Two foundations.
Yeah.
Now.
You can't, so you got to be very careful looking when you're driving.
Straight down 12th.
Yeah.
Yes, as Jaron mentioned, there's a group of, I think it's 12 people from Charles City, drama, instrumental, and vocal music people, and as well as their mayor coming. They contacted us and wanted to come down and tour the auditorium and get some pick our brains, mainly Jan Gallagher and my husband's brains, about the auditorium, how to design it and build their project. So they're interested in doing that.
Very good. Fran, did you have anything for us?
Pretty quiet week.
Very good. Steve?
I just got one thing. We have a new city administrator, and I'd like to say Kelsey and Sally, job well done. Mm-hmm. You guys have knocked it out of the park, and I'm very, very proud of both you.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
And 40 more days to go. Or so.
Yeah, but when you first started, you thought, oh man, I'm never going to get this done. Well, you did a good job.
And I think we can all look forward to, there's a nice article from the, is it the MLA? I get all my ICMA, about effective ways to bring on a new administrator, because I know some of us have been, you know, with a lot going on, we're super excited, but we don't need to overwhelm Deanna. We want to, I know collectively we want to set you up for success, introduce you to the community, and be supportive in all of the ways to transition without running away and not being effective. So we'll look forward to that. There's a nice, I think, things that we can do to be collectively successful. Danielle.
I would just say, as a graduate of Charles City High School, I know how badly they need a new auditorium. And I'm excited. I'm sad because I will not get to see my former choir director, but I'm excited that you all get to have that.
Will your former choir director be here?
Yes, Miss Berglund. Yes. Okay. I credit her for my good posture. yes. And I too would want to echo Steve and just give huge kudos to Kelsey and Sally for stepping up. you ladies have just done an amazing job. I'm so proud of you. I hope you are incredibly proud of yourselves. I remember when we proposed that and Sally looked at Kelsey and is like, well, only if you're with me. And you ladies have done such a great job. And I just, huge kudos to Deanna. We are so happy to have you. Like, I can't even express how excited we are. I do have some personal news though. I have decided to resign from this council. I knew when I took my job, when I took my new job, that that might be something that I would need to do or that I would choose to do. And I wanted very much just to ensure that we had a strong candidate come in as administrator, and we have done that. It has been such a pleasure to represent the residents of Ward 1. I'm so proud of all of the work that we have done. I am so impressed with the staff of this city and everything that they have done. And I'm excited for all of the progress that is coming forward. I wish all of you good luck. I will be done at the end of January. I think that the residents of Ward 1 deserve representation during the budget process. Okay. I have one regret. And that is that I am leaving this council knowing how much disrespect one of my council members has for me. Councilman Steigers, your interference in my professional work was completely uncalled for. You contacting the Johnson County Attorney and the Johnson County Board of Supervisors and insinuating a lack of integrity. Mm-hmm. I have never been so insulted. I have suffered no end of grief, trauma, and stress over the last 2 years maintaining my integrity. And for you to assume to them that I have none or that I'm dishonest, there are no words. It was incredibly inappropriate, and I have never felt so disrespected, and that is really saying something. I'm going to give you what you could not give me, and that is the benefit of the doubt that your actions and your words were not malicious or misogynistic, and that you just didn't know any better. But I have never felt so humiliated. I think that I had to say that.
Very good. Would you, Fran, is there anything that you'd like to say at this time, or no? Okay, no gas on the fire.
But I do just want to, again, I apologize.
Danielle, that aside, you will be missed at your what you've brought to the table. I have enjoyed my job working with all of you, especially because you all are different and think differently and bring so many different things to the table. I'm glad that you will stick around for the budget season as you described and are making your announcement this evening, but you will be missed, as will your contributions.
I wish all of you nothing but the best. I do think that you truly have the city's best interest at heart.
You are the last up. If there's anything else, you could say it, or you could make our motion.
Mayor, one more thing.
Yeah, I guess I'll
have sorry. It is the 80th anniversary of the December 7th
Pearl Harbor Day.
And although many of you younger folks, it's just ancient history kind of, but for some of us that were a little closer and had, we all probably had relatives that were involved. And it's, I think, important to remember how that changed the United States at the time.
Yes.
And,
thank you, Isla. Is there anything else for the good of the cause?
No, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion from Danielle and a second from Steve to adjourn. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.